evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper, wrapping up another week here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, it was a very interesting show, I think you'll all agree, that we had last night with our special guest, Mark Glenn, the author of two very good books, No Beauty and the Beast, and Not My Words But Theirs. I think if anybody had any lack of knowledge about what's really going on regarding the state of Israel and its intentions toward the United States and the real story about the Christian and Muslim Palestinians and the people of the Arab world, I think people probably got their eyes opened up a little bit last night. I certainly hope they did, because you know, this whole Middle East situation does impact so much on what's happening in the United States today. Well, the port scandal. The United Arab Emirates company is now selling out their interest, and this is considered a major victory from the standpoint of a lot of people. But, you know, I guess the real question is, you know, how much politicking, how much grandstanding was there really with this? You know, kind of interesting, in the paper today it was reported that that there might be a group from New York, the Blackstone Group, might be one of the companies that might come in and buy out this this port company. Well, you know, folks, that's kind of funny in a certain sense, because the Blackstone Group is very secretive, very shadowy company that is run by none other than Robert Altman, a former Treasury official in the Bill Clinton administration, and he's also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And this Blackstone Group is also the company that owns all the major tabloids that appear in the newspaper, you know, the scandal sheets, as they call them, that appear in the supermarkets. A lot of people don't know that. You know, you see all these different titles: the Star, the Sun, the Inquirer. You know, they all appear to be different. They all have list different publishers and so forth. But in fact, they are all owned by the same company, and it is this Blackstone group that may end up buying the ports. And we might as well just lay it all out here, folks. This Blackstone group is, at least according to my sources, largely a partnership of some of the big Zionist money lords. So we're going to have our ports maybe not owned anymore by the Arabs, but by some big-time Zionist international financiers who put their money into this Blackstone group. Now, of course, there's several companies that are apparently talking about buying it up. But what I find interesting is there is another company mentioned as a possible buyer, and that's the Carlyle Group. Now, the Carlyle Group includes among its investors and partners none other than former President George H.W. Bush, the father of our much-beloved President George Bush. So that's interesting in and of itself. And then throw in the fact that Osama bin Laden's brother is a partner. Or he was, I shouldn't say a partner, but he was a major investor in this Carlyle Group. I wonder what people are going to have to say about that. You know, these are these kind of unusual little details that that just seem to go by the wayside. And so while everybody's celebrating the departure of this Arab company, maybe we have to wonder. maybe we have to wonder what comes next. Maybe the new people that buy it out are going to be, well, let's put it this way, people that we really, really don't want to see running the ports. It's a strange world, isn't it, folks? Well, you know, I don't have any guests tonight, so I'm going to have open phones. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
P. Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, folks. This is Michael Collins Piper here with you tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C., which is the headquarters of our gangster government, but it's also the headquarters of a scrappy little weekly newspaper that... Well, I always say it's kind of like a weekly newspaper version of the good quality news and information you get on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm referring, of course, to American Free Press, the newspaper to which I contribute regularly. Do check it out. It's on the web. The website for the newspaper is at AmericanFreePress.net. AmericanFreePress.net. Good issue this week. I've got a couple articles in it. One of them is about the story which I first told you here on Republic Broadcasting, the story of how my good friend Dale Crowley, a Christian missionary and evangelist, was kicked off the radio. One of his programs was canceled because he dared to talk about that controversial subject called Israel. So, this is definitely one of those issues, as I say, that is controversial, and you can't get away from that fact. I was rather pleased to get a very interesting news report passed on to me, which more or less confirms what I wrote in my book, Final Judgment, back in 1994. That is the fact that I'm very controversial for having written that Israel was involved in the Kennedy assassination, and of course, people say, oh, little Israel would do nothing like that. Well, you know, folks, the news report I just received is from the London Sunday Times, and it says, Jewish terrorists plotted to assassinate Ernest Bevin, the British Foreign Secretary, in 1946 as part of their campaign to establish a State of Israel. Newly declassified intelligence files have shown. The plan was devised by the insurgent group led by Menachem Begin, who went on to become a Nobel Peace Prize winner and Prime Minister of Israel. They were going to send 5 terrorist cells to Britain to carry out bombings and assassinations. So it does look as though some of these great leaders of Israel would consider assassinating foreign leaders, and in this case, that's exactly what they attempted to do. Apparently they sent letter bombs to various people, and I would hasten to add, too, that Margaret Truman, in her biography of her father, also said that the Stern Gang of Israel, another terrorist group in Palestine, tried to send poison letters to her father, President Harry Truman. So, you know, here I am, the old conspiracy theorist, so-called, but, hey, maybe I'm on to something. Who knows? Well, you know, we have a lot of callers here. And let's bring up our first one, Mark from New Orleans, who's been very patient listening to me rant and rave.
Rant on, I say.
How are you doing tonight, Mark?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
About the port deal, I have just a couple of things. One before I ask you a question. I'm glad to see the port deal fail, but you know, the Chinese already own several ports.
That's right.
Nobody
mm-hmm.
gets exercised about that. They're at least as dangerous as anybody from Dubai, I thought. But on to my question. I enjoy your program, and I enjoy American Free Press, and I've given it to people. When I get through with my copy, I'll give it to people.
Great. Okay.
But, you know, the problem that I have with several people have said this, they say, well, you can't believe anything in there. Look at what the advertises in there. You know, they say the advertising just goes to show that it's not a credible paper. And I wanted to ask you, do you ever hear this, and how do you respond to it?
That's a very interesting question. You know, it's funny. Tell you a story. And you're calling from New Orleans. Well, you know, I used to go to school down there.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, years ago. I'm a very old now. But in any case, I remember when I first got down to New Orleans, I was had been working for the Spotlight newspaper, predecessor to American Free Press. And I had the people at Spotlight send some copies down so I could show to my friends. You know, they knew I had worked for a newspaper. And I passed a copy of the Spotlight on to somebody, and this friend of mine looked it over, and he said, it looks like an interesting paper. He says, but, you know, he says, boy, some of these advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, here's the problem. We've had this problem with American Free Press, too. We have people complain that there are too many religious advertisements. And then we have people who complain that some of the advertisements are, quote-unquote, racist because they're advertisements from groups that stress white heritage and culture. Then we have people who complain about advertisements for alternative health. Well, I happen to be a very big believer in alternative health and homeopathic remedies, and I probably wouldn't be alive today if it weren't for my own reliance on a lot of alternative health over the years. So the point is this. It seems like everybody has a bone to pick with one form of advertisement or another that appears in American Free Press. And, you know, I think this is a problem that plagues a lot of the independent media in America because, you know, we're never going to get advertising from the big drug companies. We're never going to get advertising from automobile manufacturers, you know. Yeah, in fact, for a time in American Free Press, like the Spotlight before, we actually considered getting rid of advertisements altogether. So it's kind of it's a hit-and-miss type thing. I mean, you know, advertising is vital for independent media, just like for Republic Broadcasting and obviously for American Free Press. So it's kind of hard to say, you know. I mean, a lot of the people that keep advertising are obviously in you know, if they keep advertising on a radio network or in a newspaper, they're obviously getting results. So there must be people out there among the readers, and then, of course, in this case, Republic Broadcasting, that, you know, that there are listeners, in any case, who are responding to the advertising. So,
I guess so, because, you know, they appear again and again, I notice, these same advertisers. But I guess to its credit, And I guess I just thought of this listening to you there. You know, it used to be the mark of a low-class newspaper was it had advertisements on the front page. And you don't see that in AFP, and you do see it in some of the larger papers now. You'll see some advertisements on the front page. So I guess that's a good sign.
Yeah, I mean, your question is, it's a question, as I say, that has been a real subject of debate at the American Free Press office since the paper began. And it's, if I were making the decision, if they came to me and they said, all right, Mike, you decide, should we have advertising or not? I would say, well, yes, because it helps pay the bills. And, you know, we can barely pay the bills there at American Free Press.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come to the question of what advertisements do you take and which ones don't you take? And I can tell you what has happened already is that sometimes we've rejected some particular advertisement for some reason or another. And then that person starts sending emails all around the world saying American Free Press claims to be a newspaper that supports freedom of speech, but they won't let me have my freedom of speech.
So, yeah.
You know, you're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't. I think I probably said a lot without really directly answering your question, but I guess I've answered it as best I can.
Well, that's all you can do. And again, thanks for taking the call, and I enjoy your program and the paper, and I hope you keep on doing what you do.
All right. Well, appreciate that, Mark.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, we have Greg from Iowa. Greg, why don't you come on up here?
Michael, I got a short statement, if I can. It's
please
a
do.
I'll give you a little insight maybe on what's going on with the port deal. Since Ronald Reagan, we've had tons of money leave the country on balance of trade imbalance. It's out there. It's not. We've been told repeatedly on our local news or our national news that it's the foreigners have our money. An awful lot of that money went out to Texas oil men and other oil men in Britain, et cetera. That money's standing outside of the United States right now because it wasn't taxed by a national tax like our income tax here in the United States. So it's free and clear. Now, if this money's piling up out there and they want to bring it back into the United States, what you would want to do is, if you really want to optimize it, you would want to devalue the American dollar and then bring this money in and invest it in places like ports. And you would maybe use the Arab deal as a red herring so that when you do bring your money in, the people of America think they've won, which they really haven't won because these fellows are getting ready to bring in their tax-free dollars and invest in America. Now, this fits together with the eminent domain thing from the Supreme Court. If they're going to bring tons of that money in, they want to be able to push people off their real estate. They got big plans, and there's lots of money out there to have big plans. So I think personally that they're getting ready to make a move and bring their money in. Maybe because they're scared of the violence overseas, maybe it's just time to get their money home where it's safe. I don't know, but I think that's what the game is.
Well, Greg, you know, I'm glad you called because, you know, I tell you, it has entered my mind time and time again that this whole furor over the ports deal was, in a sense, orchestrated because, well, it was orchestrated for some other reason. And I think maybe you have supplied what's a very, very possible, plausible, even probable scenario. Because, you know, if you do consider it, it's these major, major financial interests control the networks in this country, and the networks, the newspaper, I should say the major broadcast networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, et cetera. And, they are the ones who made the story into a story.
By now, I think people like you and me are suspicious of the major media. And when they popularize something like this, it isn't because they want the American people informed.
Exactly.
No, it's because they got their own agenda, and they want to perfect that agenda.
Exactly. You know, and it's funny, after I heard that this Arab company had withdrawn, I was sitting at lunch today reading the newspaper over lunch, and, you know, it passed through my mind that I may have played into the whole scheme myself by going along with the opposition to it, because, you know, my argument was that I didn't think any foreign company should be owning any American port. But, you know, in reality, we have a break coming up here. Greg, hang on for the break. Please stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm coming to you from Washington. Stick around. We got some other callers and lots more to go here tonight.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have open phones tonight. Have a couple callers waiting in the wings here. Our number is 800-313-9443. Before we went to the break, we were talking to Greg from Iowa about this pork deal and discussing the fact that there may have been much more to it than meets the eye. Greg, come on back up. You were making a comment just as we had to go to the break there.
Well, I think I could say something you could expect to see if I'm right, and that is this, that one, they will want to deteriorate the dollar, devalue it. Now, what that does is it takes their so-called, let's say, $10 overseas, and it will increase its size, say, randomly or arbitrarily to $100 in purchasing power inside the United States. So at the same time they're getting purchasing power as internationalists, the nationalist people, being those in the United States who have been loyal to their government and their Constitution, will see their prices go up by this deterioration because the product coming in the United States is going to go up in value and it's going to have to be translated into a consumer price. So the people will be losing their buying power inside the United States at the same time that the internationalists who will betray their own government here at home are gaining power over us using their inflated dollar. So if I'm right, you're going to see an avalanche of deterioration on the dollar so that they can bring their money in leveraged. And that means they get more out of this country than they would have gotten if they do it right now. So.
Greg, what scares me is I think you're probably right.
I've spent a good deal of time, Michael, watching these people so that I know where to put my money. and I'm not losing when I hear the other people are.
Okay, well, I think we all learned something here tonight, Greg, and I appreciate that phone call. Very, very interesting.
Good. You're welcome, and I thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, Greg. All right, we have Larry in Florida. Larry, why don't you come on up and join the show?
Hi, Mike.
How you doing tonight?
Oh, pretty good. You know, I'd love to see you get your own website for us to visit someday down the road.
You know, I tell you, people have been saying that to me for years, but I'm just so busy with so much. I didn't even know if I'd have time to do a radio show, let alone do a website. I mean, American Free Press carries a lot of my writings. You can find it up there at AmericanFreePress.net. And there is a gentleman who is he's working to put up a website for me for e-versions of my books, and I expect that I'll probably be putting up some of my writings there. But the website's still in construction. But if indeed we ever get it up there, I'll certainly make reference to it here on the show. But I appreciate your suggestion nonetheless.
I'll be happy to see it. In the last 20 years, I've become more dissatisfied with our government. And years ago, I was just like a Reagan Republican way back then. And
Weren't we all?
Yeah. And I thought there was still hope where, you know, if you wrote your congressman and complained, you know, if enough of us did, something would actually happen. Well, then as the years went by, the old militia gang used to call our government ZOG, you know, Zionist Occupational Government. And when they were saying it back in the 80s, I was thinking, what on earth are they talking about? But as time went by, I came around, and what really sealed it for me was the first time I heard Dr. William Pierce on one of his American Dissident Voices shortwave program.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found my home. That was the summer of 1997, and I've been a loyal, you used to call ourselves National Alliance, now it's National Vanguard.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because after all these years, I've come to the conclusion that this setup that we have now, that was used to be our constitutional republic, is now so rotten to the core that it's going to take a revolution if we can get up the gumption, which I don't think we can, but as a people. But that's the only thing that's going to set things right, unfortunately. And then since I've been, you know, well, poor Dr. Pierce, he died back in 2002, but, you know, he instilled the notion in me that, I think the saying goes towards a new consciousness and a new people. We have to think in a new way. The old ways are gone. The old ways are not going to come back. The old ways ain't going to work no more. And so now,
I wish you were wrong, but you're right.
Yes. I believe so. I don't like it either. But the future, you know, a lot of people, you're not afraid to bring Jewish supremacy and Jewish power. The people pulling the strings behind the throne there for the last 100 years. You're not afraid to point the finger at them, which, you know, a lot of great patriots, you know, Henry Ford and Charles Lindbergh, a lot of people tried to warn us about this over the decades. But now, I've embraced it so much that I have more in common with a white nationalist in South Africa or in Germany or Russia than I do a Republican who is my neighbor right here in my hometown.
Again, I have to say, I wish you were wrong, but I'm afraid you're right. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah, it's things have changed a lot in this country.
Uh-huh.
Larry, well, I hear that music roaring in our ears. If you want to hang on for the break, feel free to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper. I'm here in Washington, D.C., and hopefully I'm reaching you all over the United States and around the world through the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stick around, folks. We have more to go.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper. I'm coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm sitting up here in Washington, D.C., talking to Larry from Florida. And we were, before the break, in the course of discussing the fact that the Republican Party, well, basically all the old ideas and all the old ways politically have gone through a big evolution here in today's Republican Party, which so many of us many years ago thought would be the means of saving America, has turned out to be a big, well, I don't even want to say out loud what it's turned out to be, because it would be too vile to say on the air, and this is a family program. But, this is a situation we're in, folks. We do have a pretty bad deal in the country today, and we just got to keep on fighting, I guess. That's what, speaking out and spreading the word. You know, we can't just preach to the choir, sing to the choir. We've got to bring in new blood. We've got to reach people outside the readership of my newspaper, American Free Press, and outside the regular listening audience of Republic Broadcasting Network. And speaking of the listening audience, we do have some other callers up here. We have Keith, who's been very patient. Keith from Rhode Island. Come on up, Keith.
Hey there, Mr. Piper.
How you doing?
Hi there. I just want to apologize for my last call. I think I was unnecessarily abrasive with you. My complaint, if you'll recall, was really not with you. It was with just the RBN network in general and this obsession that most of the shows have with Yahweh and the Israelites, and it's nice to know that your show is what was a was one of the few exceptions on the RBN broadcast schedule where you talk about things that are that matter, things that are relevant. And it's a shame that the other shows on this network they're squandering a great opportunity to provide an alternative voice to the mainstream media by just going on and on about the Israelites and Yahweh. I really don't care about Yahweh or the Israelites, and I dare say a lot of the audience doesn't either. So I'm just, you know, kudos to you for sticking to topics that matter, that are relevant.
Well, I appreciate your compliments. Like, you know, as I say, I'm always embarrassed to admit this. I seldom listen to I don't even listen to my own show. I'm conducting it, but I...
You're not missing anything, unfortunately.
Well, like I say, I can say that I can't honestly comment on the other programs simply because I don't get to hear it. I certainly would like to hear it. And I tell you, in fact, I was talking with my guest last night. I don't know if you heard the broadcast last night with Mark Glenn. We were talking about religion in the context of what's going on in the Middle East today, but as I pointed out last night, although we were touching on religion, we were touching on aspects of Christianity and Judaism and Islam. In fact, though, while we were touching on that, what we were talking about was really hardcore politics. And, you know, it does, and obviously religion does drive politics today, but I would have to agree with you, you know, not having heard the other programming, but just having heard over the years, you know, I would be hesitant to get up here myself and talk about religion for the simple reason that, you know, anytime you talk about religion, you're opening up a can of worms because everybody has different religious points of view. And if you're sticking to religious questions or religious theology and philosophy, you're automatically going to drive away a lot of people. So I think your point in that regard is well taken. So,
well, thank you. Thank you for agreeing. The way I look at it, one's religious beliefs are like one's love life or one's bathroom habits. They're your own personal business, and please keep them to yourself.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Keith.
Okay.
Well, listen, I appreciate your call. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. We got Rick from Ohio, or I should say we have Rick from Ohio. My grammar is slipping here, folks. We have Rick from Ohio. Come on up.
Good evening, Michael.
How you doing tonight?
Hey, the fellow mentioned the Port Deal, the news media, and I have to agree with him. I believe the only reason they brought it up is to distract people's attention away from the warmongering against Iran and all the preparations, the infrastructure that the system in this country is getting into place now for a declaration of martial law against the American people.
You know, I'll repeat what I said to a caller earlier. I wish you were wrong, but I'm afraid you're right. You know, it's looking at the newspapers, and no question about it in my mind that they are ratcheting things up for a war. I mean, this bellicose rhetoric that we heard from these bootlicking politicians who tripped over themselves to get down on their knees before the super rich financiers who run this group called AIPAC, and you know, they invaded Capitol Hill here, you know, a couple during the last week, you know, exercising their clout and showing off their power. And, you know, look, let's face it, this whole war in Iraq, as I said, I'm repeating myself, but I'm going to keep on saying it until they shoot me. The whole war in Iraq was about Israel, and this attempt to get us into a war against Iran is all about Israel. Nothing more, nothing less.
Absolutely.
Okay, Rick. Well, like I said, I really wish to God you were wrong, but I believe you're right. So
yep.
I do thank you for your call. Let's go to Bob from Texas.
Hello.
Hey, Bob. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. I can't speak as eloquently as Keith, but I would like to apologize as well. And I can't guarantee I won't ever get unruly again, but I apologize for all those times, too.
I think I know which Bob this is. Yes, I know. But Bob, you're a physicist, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. My points would have been more appropriate last night, but I wanted to bring them up because I still feel strongly about them today.
Go ahead.
I think you have a winner here. I consider myself a nationalist, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I wasn't sure what I was, but I am sure that I am a nationalist. I don't mind being called a nationalist. I don't mind telling other people. And last night you said that you made actually a few positive comments. And from my perspective, we need positive. We need positives, not negatives. Like, for instance, we can't talk about how, like this port deal, how negative it is. Last night you said that nationalism will sweep the globe and that will be the downfall of the neocons or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want you to hammer on that. I want you to show us how nationalism is going to win. I want you to show us the positives, not the negatives. And finally, and you know that I don't talk much about religion,
mm-hmm.
but I have a comment for the Christian Zionists. And that is that what little I know about the Bible, when Jesus was born, there were three wise men present at his birth. And those three wise men were from Persia. They
mm-hmm.
were Persians. They were from Iran. And they were considered to be very good people. And I just want, I don't know how accurate that is, but I think it's an important point to bring up.
Bob, I'm glad you did, because I wanted to mention something last night that I was struck by as I was thinking about this whole drive for war in Iran. You know, there's a Jewish holiday called Purim, P-U-R-I-M, Purim. And you know what it celebrates?
No.
It celebrates the slaughter of 75,000 Persians. That's a pretty violent holiday.
Yeah, well.
And you know, I'll tell you, President Bush, Bush led us into Iraq on the eve of Purim.
Michael.
Yes.
You just countered. I wanted to leave an impression of the three wise men were good men. They
mm-hmm.
were Persians, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the key thing. They weren't evil. They were very good. They were present at the birth of Christianity.
That's right.
For some reason. There must be a reason, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I personally consider the Iranians to be good people.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I'll just repeat myself if I continue.
Well, you said a lot, and you said a lot of good. So I appreciate that, Bob.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for that call, yeah. Very interesting point there, folks. That's something to keep in mind the next time your Christian Zionists tell you that we need to go over there and slaughter all those Persians. Those Persians that we're slaughtering might be descendants of the three wise men who were there to see the baby Jesus. Okay, we have Jerry calling in from the Gulf Coast. Jerry, come on up.
Mike?
How are you doing, Jerry?
Fine, how are you?
Oh, Jerry, I know who this Jerry is. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very good friend of mine, very, very good friend of mine, and I'm glad. Jerry, I was thinking about you over dinner this evening.
Oh, my goodness.
I was indeed. I must have been getting those vibrations coming up from the Gulf Coast.
Well,
how you doing tonight, Jerry?
Great, and you're doing well, splendidly.
Well, I appreciate that. Have you been listening to the show?
Ever since your little con lady called me and told me to listen.
Okay, well, that's good to know. That's good to know.
And you know who she is.
Yes, I do.
Look, I wanted to point out something that your very, very good callers in failed to notice. The night or the day that this Arab port thing broke, you came on the air that evening. This is all set up. It's a ruse. It's a red herring to get happy when the Arabs were denied the ports and allow an American company to take the ports. You don't remember saying that, do you?
I think I do remember saying that, as a matter of fact. Yeah, I I'd like to know who these Americans are who are going to buy this company. I have a feeling that let me just make a little prediction here, Jerry. I predict that the company that buys this that buys this, that buys out the ports, will be a company that is heavily populated with owners who are very, very enthusiastic supporters of a certain Middle East country that I have a habit of mentioning a lot.
Mike, I hate to say this like you say it, but I think you're right.
Jerry Marcy says hello.
Oh, my goodness. Well, give her a stroke.
I think we lost Jerry there, folks.
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
This cell phone, you know.
Okay.
Look, I wanted to say one comment to your very intelligent nationalist Bob, this physicist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't know the worst that it is, you know, the negative side of everything, you don't know what to do to bring about the positive.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. You know, Jerry, you know, you and I have talked about this issue so often, the issue of vote scam and how, and this is something that I'm hoping a lot of the listeners are familiar with, the very fact that our elections are controlled, you know, and this raises a real question, you know, I mean, what we really, I guess, can't ever hope to have any real serious electoral victories in this country. So we've just got to, that causes us to have to discuss all these negative things to get people roused up and make people aware of what's happening in this country, you know, because that's the only way we can ever have a revolution.
Exactly. And if you start fooling with vote scam, that's one sure way to get killed. And ask your colleague, Christopher Bolin.
That's right. In fact, you know, it's funny. I want to have Christopher on the show very soon to bring us a report. Christopher Bolin, of course, ladies and gentlemen, is with American Free Press newspaper. He's a friend of Jerry's likewise, Jerry, our caller here. And Christopher just went down to Latin America. He was in Venezuela and has brought back some very, very interesting stories about the government of Venezuela, their populist strongman down there, very, very strong nationalist, Hugo Chavez. Of course, the American media is calling him a communist, so if the American media calls somebody a communist,
they're okay.
Probably, yeah, you have to have the assumption that the guy's pretty good. Yeah, that's exactly right. So,
but did you know Chavez is supplying the United States with gasoline at a real low price?
That's right. I mean, consider that, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a foreign leader giving Americans cheap gas. Now, why isn't the United States government giving Americans cheap gas? Think about it.
Well, the vice president owns an oil company. The president owns an oil company.
but we have to get our cheap gas from a foreign leader who our leaders say is a bad man. I mean, this is what we've come to, Jerry.
Well, I tell you what, that's why I go to CITCO stations where the gas is 7 to 8, 9 cents, 10 cents cheaper than the mainline gas companies.
And that's the company that's owned by the government of Venezuela, which is under the control of this strong man that the United States government and all these Zionists want to kill. So that's what we're up against.
That's why
Jerry,
Pat
listen,
Robertson wanted to assassinate.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, Jerry. Listen, I got to throw you off the air. I hate to do it, but it's good talking to you. I got a couple other callers waiting here. So, but thanks for calling, Jerry. Appreciate it. Okay, we got John from California. John, you've been very patient. Come on up.
Hi, Michael. I don't have any apologies.
Okay. Yeah, I guess this is apology night. Yeah, very politically correct here tonight. Everybody's apologizing.
Right.
Let me just say I don't have any apologies either, just for the record. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, you know, to me, this is all a ruse. This is a hostile takeover of the United States of America. We've been warned about this for decades.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got the Chinese that are, you know, they're running Long Beach. That's their beachhead. You know, we've given away the Panama Canal to them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, what's new?
what's new here? We got that Marxist commie who was, the architect of the Patriot Act from Vietnam.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, you got Gonzalez up there, who was a card carrying La Raza or Moldoff or one of those.
I wasn't even aware of that. That's very interesting. Yeah,
he was. Yeah.
this is the whole thing. Now, this is what it comes back to. You know, we're just talking there with Jerry about this, and you know, there is so much bad news. You know, when we're talking real hardcore politics, there's very little good news. You know what I'm saying, John? You know, I always wish I could come on the show every night and say, ladies and gentlemen, we had a great victory today. You know, but where are those victories? I mean, the Republicans think it was a great victory that the Patriot Act was renewed.
Right.
Conservative Republican Americans think the Patriot Act is a good thing. Well, what isn't a good thing is the fact that we have to go to a break right now, but the good thing is there's going to be some very important commercials on there, folks, so listen very, very carefully. You are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm Michael Collins Piper.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're wrapping up another hour and another week here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, or at least I am. Lots of good programming ahead, though. We have about 5 minutes left here, and we have a couple callers. We have John from California on. John, did you have any closing comments?
Yeah, I did. We also got Gorbachev up there in the Presidio, and he said in his own book that the fall of the wall was for Western consumption, and he said we're never leaving communism. You know, this is not about money, except that they're taking our wealth.
Yeah,
they have the printing press. The Zionist Jews have the printing press. They've got all the money. It's not about money. In the end, it's about the subjugation of the American people here and throughout the whole world.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's this whole new world order is a very real thing. You know, it's a world empire, and I'm not religious, but that's talked about in the Bible. You know what I mean?
Well, it's almost as if they're using the Bible as their blueprint to. It's a complicated subject, but it's almost as if they've got these Christian Zionists total bamboozled. They don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You know, they've got them corralled. They're leading them around by the ear, and they're leading them right to the slaughter. So.
Yeah, I'll close with a short quote from JFK, which is where we're at. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable, and that's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
when there's blood in the streets, the revolution's over, and people think it's starting. It's already done by then.
Yeah, that's right. I've always been, I'm absolutely convinced that if we ever do have martial law and dictatorship in this country, a lot of people are going to go along with it because it's the quote unquote patriotic thing to do. So
yeah.
That's
right. Well, we're being set up, and it's as plain as the nose on our faces, and we think the Muslims are our enemies, and you've got to know who your enemy is.
That's right, John. Appreciate your call. Go to Gene from Texas. Gene, try to squeeze you in here in the last few minutes.
All right. I know communism is not dead because the United States government is living by the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. So,
you're absolutely right. I mean, we have Trotskyite communists running the government of the United States today, but we don't have any fear. We have no need to fear Russian communism. If anything, what's happening in Russia today with Mr. Putin? He's a model of Russian nationalism. We should we need an American Putin who is a real nationalist, not a Trotskyite communist like we have in the White House today.
Well, Democrat Republican parties are run by both parties, so that's what you're going to have. You're going to have Tweedledum and Tweedledee. You know.
Well, that's right, and that's the problem with the electoral system.
Yeah,
so.
I just want to say one thing quickly.
Yeah.
Some programs are secular. Some programs just political. Some programs are religious and biblical. It's not wrong to have those kind of programs. As a Christian, I don't think you can understand what's happening today, really, unless you understand something about the Bible. And I think God's laws are good for any people to bring a righteous, good government and moral people. And so the Bible is important in that respect. And but, I mean, if your program is not biblical-oriented, then you can have a guest on maybe that is, and
exactly.
Something like that. But I mean, I don't discount. I mean, I know you don't, but I'm sure you don't. But don't discount the Bible as just meaningless. So that's ridiculous.
Oh no, I don't.
Our country was founded on biblical principles in Christianity.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more there, Gene. Well, I hear that music coming up, and I'm going to have to bid you farewell and. All of our listeners here, this is Michael Collins Piper. I want to thank you for listening, not to just this program, but the Republic Broadcasting Network. So I'll see you all next week, and you stay tuned here for some good programming ahead here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks again, everybody.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.